Across the country, ordinary Americans from all walks of life are taking whatever measures necessary to prepare.
We're preparing for a series of terrorist attacks on the nuclear facilities of this country.
And protect themselves.
Booyah!
From what they perceive is the fast approaching end of the world as we know it. Next, we go inside the lives of three committed preppers who have devised extensive plans, gone to great lengths, and made huge personal sacrifices to ensure their very survival. This is Doomsday Preppers. Kevin O'Brien is a father of four. He regularly takes his family camping in the wilds of eastern Tennessee.
All right, everyone out? We got camping to do.
His children don't particularly enjoy these camping trips.
I know.
But Kevin insists on coming back again and again. That's because this isn't a typical campsite. This is their new home. In deadly polar waters,
ready on deck!
Crews battle the brutal elements.
Everything that we do is dangerous.
Performing critical missions. And breaking new ground.
Hey, watch out! We're ready up!
At the bottom of the Baltic Sea lies one of the most intact wooden shipwrecks ever found. Nobody knows why it went under or what happened to the crew. Using underwater robots and 3D computer modeling, they'll recreate the final fateful moments on board the mysterious ghost ship. The story of the ghost ship begins with a lost airplane, shot down by the Soviet Union in 1952. At the height of the Cold War. They survey a vast area of the Baltic Sea before the airplane wreck is finally found and salvaged